to the ground.
Well, hi, everybody. My name's Ken Curtis, one of the Sons of the Pioneers, and I want to wish you a great big Western hello from all the pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You crew. You know, there's more things cooking down here on the Lucky You today than you can shake a stick at. So just to really confuse the whole issue, we're going to start off today's little musical ride by taking a detour.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. They don't mind what it said, detour. All these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign.
Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never knowed, and because of me not knowing, now I find trouble got in the trail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, they don't mind what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign.
When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud. I guess my heartstrings were made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in yet. Should have read that detour sign.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign.
Thank you very much. In spite of the detour, we made pretty fast time at that, don't you figure?
Yeah, but after this, you skillet heads, let me know when you're turning off the main highway, will you?
Why, Shug, what happened?
What happened? I was in such a dead run, I knocked over two red lanterns, jumped the bridges out, and he ended up plowing up 40 acres out. Hey.
Shug.
What?
Shut up.
All right, if that's the way you want it.
That Shug can get more involved. Say, George Putnam, I got to thinking the other day about your talk on friendship that you made. How about how you like being here on the Lucky You because all the folks were so friendly and how important it was?
Well, you know, Lloyd, finding the Lucky You for me was just like discovering a bag of those Planters salted peanuts.
Oh!
Yes. Discovering Planters salted peanuts in the nickel bag was like finding a friend among a lot of acquaintances, if you know what I mean. Friends are the kind of people you like better and better the more you see them. And Planters salted peanuts are the kind of peanuts you like better and better the more you eat them. Of course, the reason is that Planters salted peanuts are the choicest peanuts of the crop. Why, they're roasted and toasted by Planters' own special process. And Planters salted peanuts are just as good for you as they are good to eat. For peanuts provide a well-rounded diet of proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, all the food elements that both youngsters and grown-ups need for health and energy. So, get that peanut eating habit. It's a good habit for you and for the children, too. Always look for that picture of Mr. Peanut on every nickel bag. That famous trademark is your reminder that Planters is the word for peanuts. Peanut oil and peanut butter.
Thank you very much. That was Brother Carl Farr of the famous Farr Brothers working his galloping guitar into a lather on the tune of There'll Be Some Changes Made.
And I'm telling you, that's the first time I ever seen a guitar with a bit in its teeth.
Shug.
All right, I'll just leave it anyway.
Oh, no, you're not.
Why?
Because you're going to tell us right now that important news you heard down at the crossroads yesterday.
I ain't so sure whether I am or not, bud.
What was that?
That is, I said, I'm sure this is the spot.
Now, that's what we thought you said, Shug. Now, Shug.
Don't rush me.
Now, Shug.
Yeah, well. Come over a little closer. We don't want the whole cat-haired valley to hear about this.
Okay, out with it.
Well, what would you all say if I told you, if I just up and told you we were going to be movie stars?
Movie stars?
That's what I said. There's one of them there movie fellers that goes around looking for Luke Houston and Lee Drotten. Looking for Luke Houston.
Location.
That's what I said. Anyway, he's going to bring a big movie outfit down here to make a pickup.
Are you sure, Shug?
Sure, I'm sure, Lloyd. Have I ever told you... Well, don't answer that question.
I won't, but who told you?
I talked to the fella from Hollywood myself down at the store.
Well, by golly, that is interesting news. But what's that business about us being stars?
Well, who else could they get? Grab.
Well, they could grab most anyone they want. But when will we know more about it?
Well, I figured I'd ride down tonight and see what else I could find out. Me being the super sleuth that I am.
The super what?
Sleuth.
Well, Sherlock, I think Carl better ride down with you just to be sure you get the facts straight.
I'll be glad to, Lloyd. I need to pick up a few things anyway.
Well, good, then it's settled. Say, we've been chinning so long, we're a little bit behind in our singing. Tell you what I'd like to do is the song that we had the pleasure of recording for RCA Victor here some time back. It seems to be going very well in the jukeboxes and on the disc jockey shows these days. We hope you folks like it. It's entitled, I Told 'Em All About You.
I told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil just how pretty you smile. Yes, I told them all about you. I told each little bird every single word that you said was worthwhile. Yes, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Honeybee says there's gonna be honeymoon and for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil just how pretty you smile.
Oh, baby doll, how I love you. Sure would like to turtle love you, baby.
Told each little bird every single word that you said was worthwhile.
Oh, baby doll, sweet magnolia, sure I'm proud I learned to know you, baby.
Told the moon and every little star that shines above the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee says it's gonna be honeymoon for two. Yes, I told them all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
Told the birds and the bills and the hills and the trees, I'm gonna tell the world about you.
Oh, thank you very much, folks. Well, hello, Betty. Say, I'm glad you're here because a lot of folks have written in asking if you'd sing a solo today. Would you do it a little bit later on?
Oh, you know I'd be happy to do that.
All right, but right now, though, I'm fixing to read today's gold deed letter, and we're going to award another acre of our lucky you land to another good deed doer.
And while you're doing that, if I'm going to sing, I better go practice for a few minutes.
Well, fair enough, Betty.
Today's letter comes from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, but it tells about a good deed doer in California. The letter says in part, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'm writing about a wonderful person who I think should have an acre of the Lucky You Ranch. I could never repay her for what she has done for me, and if my letter to you could win anything for her, I'd feel as though she is rewarded for her great deeds and help to many others besides me. Her name is Mrs. Charles Inshow, 7111 Perry Road, Bell Gardens, California. I call her Mother Elsie, for that's what she is like to many people. She gave me advice that saved my home, for my husband and I were having trouble, and we had four small children. We were ready to part, and the things this lady told me saved me from making a grave mistake of breaking up our home. That was in 1937, and now my husband and I get along like two children, and we're very happy together, but we wouldn't be if it hadn't been for her. She's been helping people since the year of 1909, and to me, there isn't another person on earth who has got a heart of gold like hers. The letter is signed, Mrs. Alan Ross, 619 Arch Street, Lawrenceburg, Indiana."
Thank you, Lloyd. Mrs. Inshow certainly deserves a place at the Lucky You Ranch, and she'll have it, too, just as soon as the necessary paperwork is completed and the deed is properly recorded. She'll own an acre of land here on the Lucky You Ranch, a gold deed for her many good deeds. Our Sons of the Pioneers song salute today is one that we recorded with our old buddy Roy Rogers for RCA Victor a year or so ago. I'll try to fill in for Roy while we sing church music. This is also for Mrs. Inshow.
I heard church music when I met you. Church music in my heart.
Heard the organ music play when you said
me. Music ringing in my ears.
Thank you very much. Say, Lloyd.
Yeah, Ken.
Turn the phone. One long. Two long. One short. Two short. That's our ring. I'll get it. Stand back. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Shug.
What?
You're still trying to talk into the receiver. Now, will you quit it?
Mind the cat hair, don't they paint one in red and the other in green so my man will know where he is around here. Hello? Oh, how are you, Dinkus? No, this ain't Fred. It's Shug. Shug Fisher. Never mind. You can't get by today? I said, you can't get by today? No, there's no echo on the phone, Bug House. It's me. What? What? I do not talk funny either. Goodbye.
You sounded like a honker. What's the matter, Shug?
Oh, that was old Dinkus Swinkus.
Well, I figured it was Dinkus.
He's coming up tomorrow. He wants to tell us something.
Oh?
Yeah, you can imagine that. Can you just take that knucklehead? He says he can't understand me. Talk funny.
No.
I'll hold a lucration. Contest. I'll...
Go sit down and cool off while Lloyd goes over and talks to some of our visitors.
Yeah, I guess I will.
You know, friends, every day we have fellows from the service, and parents and wives or sweethearts of servicemen stop by to say hello. Well, now that we're all beamed all over the world on the Armed Forces Network, we figured that a lot of the boys and gals overseas will be listening in. So today we'd like to say hello to the relatives or friends and some of the servicemen here in the audience today. Lloyd, are you all set?
I'm all set down here, Ken. Here's a fella, a PFC in the Army. I see he wears the infantry badge and also a Purple Heart. Your name, please?
PFC Curtis Carl.
Where are you from, Curtis?
Buffalo, New York.
All the way back from Buffalo.
I got a cold.
Well, now, you couldn't have gotten that in Southern California, I'm sure. Thanks an awful lot for coming down anyhow.
Yeah, thank you.
The young lady sitting beside you, does she, what's your name, please?
Miss Lynn Gilman.
Miss Lynn Gilman.
Yes.
It's nice to know you, Lynn. Nice of you to come down. Thank you very much. Another boy here from the Marine Corps, PFC in the Marines. Your name?
Jerry Gordon.
Jerry, where are you from?
New York.
You're from New York also.
Yes.
Well, it's nice to have you down. You and Curtis ought to get together over here.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Another boy here that I'm sure I've seen down at the program before. He's ribbon bedecked and also wears the infantry insignia. Is that called an insignia or what? Am I saying it right?
Combat infantryman's badge.
Combat infantryman's badge. I should have remembered that. What's your name, please?
Corporal James Schlotter.
James, where are you from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. You have been down before, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I thought I remembered you. Nice of you to come back and see us again. And here is a tech sergeant, also in the Army. Your name, please?
Orville Preston.
Orville Preston. Where's your home, Orville?
Great Bend, Kansas.
Well, it's nice of you to drop down and see us. Come back, will you?
Will.
And here's a lady here that I'm not quite sure that I have my facts straight, but I think she has a relative or someone in the service. Your name, please?
Mrs. George W. Peterson.
I see. And what relative of yours?
My husband is overseas.
Your husband is overseas. Mm-hmm. Do you know where he is now?
In Korea.
In Korea. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll just sure hope that he'll hear you talking over
I
here.
Hope he does, too.
Thank you an awful lot for coming down. Come back to see us, will you?
Yes.
Thank you an awful lot. Over here is a lady. Your name, please?
Audrey Cherry.
Audrey, I understand that you have a relative in the service.
That's right. I have a brother in Korea.
Brother in Korea.
That's right.
Well, we'll sure be pulling that he'll hear you on the Armed Forces Network over there.
I sure hope so.
Thank you. The gentleman here, your name, please?
Richard Cherry.
I see. I take it then that this is your wife.
That's right,
wonderful
sir.
Little lady sitting beside you. Well, we'll hope that he'll also hear you over there.
We sure hope so.
By the way, what's the fella's name?
Ronald Howell.
Ronald Howell.
Yes.
Well, Ronald, if you're listening, these are your folks you're talking to. Thank you very much, folks. Thanks for coming down. Come back to see us, will you?
Thank you, Lloyd, and thank you, folks, for stopping by. Say, Betty.
Yes, Ken?
The fellas in the service always like to hear you sing, and we've had some written requests, too, so why don't you just combine the two of them and do your solo right now?
Well, there's nothing I'd rather do. How about I Don't Want to Be Free?
Well, what song were you just practicing?
I Don't Want to Be Free.
Well, then I'd say that would be an excellent choice. Go right ahead, Betty.
I don't want to be free anymore. I want to be with the one I adore. I'd like to have you with me now. get you back somehow. I don't want to be free and alone. I'm sorry, dear, for the harm I have done. I hope that you will hear my plea. I just don't want to be free. I guess you weren't fooling when you told me to behave. Now that I've had my schooling, if you'll come back, I'll be your slave. I don't want to be free anymore. You have the key to my heart and my door. So baby, please come back to me, 'cause I don't want to be free. When you told me to behave. Now that I've had my schooling, if you come back, I'll be your slave. I don't want to be free anymore. You have the key to my heart and my door. So baby, please come back to me, 'cause I don't want.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Betty.
I like that too, Betty.
Oh, really, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice.
that's nice. Grab that gum. That's the mushiest conversation I ever heard.
Chug, will you keep out of this, please?
Well, somebody's got to do something. Now, if you would like to hear some fine singing...
Well, that's a good idea, Chug.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now for my first tune.
In fact, Tommy has a song about the South, which should do very nicely.
Tommy.
Yeah. It's called Blues for Dixie.
Grab for 2 cents, I'd turn in my did-a-do-a button and go home.
Nah. Stick around, Shug. We need you. Tommy, tell us all about Dixie, will you?
All right.
If you've ever seen that old Mississippi, the queen of the Delta land, then you'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. If you've ever been to Tennessee when those old cotton fields were white in pale moonlight, then you had the blues for Dixie. If you've seen the glamour of that Alabama moon shining in the sky, if you've got a baby in Birmingham, maybe you know the reason why, that I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo heading down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie. You've seen the glamour of that Alabama moon shining in the sky. If you've got a baby in Birmingham, maybe you know the reason why, that I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo heading down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie.
Thank you, Tommy. That was very nice. Well, what's next for today?
Well, you know, Ken, it's jumping up about the time for us to hear Hugh's thought for the day. How about it, Hugh?
Well, I'm ready with one, Lloyd, and it was sent to us by Mrs. Tilly Foster, who lives in Reseda, California. And here's our program over station KECA. It's entitled, For Your Happiness. And here's what she said. Take one cup of friendship, add one cup of thoughtfulness. Mix well together with a pinch of powdered tenderness. Add one cup of faith, one cup of hope, and one cup of charity. Be sure to add a teaspoon of gaiety that's sane and the ability to laugh at little things. Moisten with sudden tears of heartfelt sympathy. Bake in a good-natured pan and serve often.
Yes, sir, Hugh, that's a darn good recipe for happiness. I'm going to get a copy of that one myself. In fact, if any of you listeners would enjoy a copy of that thought, write in to Hugh Farr in care of the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California, and he'll sure send you a copy. But right now, Pioneers, if we hit it hard and fast, we just about have time to squeeze in a chorus or two of Wait Till the Sun Shines. Now.
Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, and the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nelly, don't you sigh. Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nelly, bye. I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, Sue, that old clock has spun right around to quitting time once again. So we're all going to have to say adios for today. And remember, we'll all be right here on the old Lucky You waiting for you tomorrow at this very same time. Stop in, say hello, will you? The welcome mat's always out to you. So until then, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, all the rest of our Lucky You gang, so long for now. This program is heard throughout the world by over 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you from the Lucky You. So until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.